guys, welcome to The Things I Do For Love, a brief Game of Thrones card game podcast. So, joining me for this segment, I've got another guest host. Some of you may or may not be familiar with his name. Tom, why don't you introduce yourself and tell folks a little bit about what they may or may not know you from.
All right. Hi, my name's Tom Caper. It's a pleasure to be finally on the show. I've been waiting a long time for this. I really respect what you guys do, so I'm super happy to contribute, even just a little bit. I'm mostly known for my trials and tribulations through the Call of Cthulhu card game. As multi-world champion and national champion and kind of the face of that crowd there for a while.
I don't know if I'd call that trials and tribulations. I would call that like dominant performance. How many titles total is that you had?
Four U.S. national championships and 5 of 7 world championships.
Jeez. Well
Let
done.
Let me put it like that.
well done.
No, it was a good time. It was a great community, and in fact, just now starting to try and pick up the unofficial community and hope to keep the game alive a little bit longer, just for those of us that still love it.
Ooh, unofficial community. Is there like a players council or something going for Cthulhu?
There was a few attempts at that, but right now it's just kind of we've been hooked up with some people who are running events at Origins. And they've been running a Cthulhu event every year, and it's kind of like, well, the fan expansion has been kind of on the to-do list, and that's really been something I've been pushing lately. So I've got a set coming up soon. I just got to put the graphics together, and it'll be ready.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Well, okay, I feel like in some ways we kind of jumped right in the middle of things. Maybe let's back up just a touch, because part of my thought in bringing you on is, relating another kind of similar story of another FFG game that ended. Cthulhu, I think maybe ended before a lot of the folks currently playing Netrunner were into LCGs. So I thought maybe you could give us a little bit of a rundown on how that kind of went and how things kind of ended, how you kind of dealt with that as a community or didn't, and now it sounds like maybe a little belated compared to the time frame when Cthulhu ended. Now maybe things are looking up a little bit. So how'd some of that go down?
Yeah, for anybody listening in, it's going to be a roller coaster of emotions, right? You're going to have, first is going to be anger, because most of us don't even understand why it got canceled yet. They know how it came to be, but exactly the highs and wows are left up to speculation, right? So you're just going to be lashing out. But ultimately, you have to realize that, these are companies. They need to make, the best business decisions they can. But ultimately, that's the nice thing about physical card games, right, is that it never kind of goes away. Like, you still have cards. You can still play the game. Nothing's stopping you. And that's what some of us kind of realized at the Cthulhu community. It's like, we love this game. We don't have to stop playing it just because there's no more official tournaments. And if you got some talented people and dedicated people, who are willing to organize or put things together, it can live on that past official. So it's not the end of the road unless you want it to be.
Nice. Well, I know that was a pretty tight-knit community over there in Cthulhu, so you guys have still kind of kept in touch pretty well with forums or Facebook groups or the like?
Yeah, you mentioned it. That's the way to keep in touch. Any online forums, BoardGameGeek, CardGameDB, Facebook, whatever you can. Even the official pages still. That was a nice thing FFG still has, is they still have their old forums up for all of their old games. They never bothered to take them down, so might as well use them while they exist.
Oh, wow. I didn't actually realize that. I had not gone to look at the FFG forums in a long time. Huh.
And so once in a while, somebody randomly posts. It's interesting.
Nice. Have people posted about these kind of like fan efforts to continue the game there? Is FFG allowing that to be posted, or has it not made it over to those forums?
I was going to say, I'm not even sure if people are aware of FFG. But as long as we don't break any rules, I think we'll be okay.
That won't help.
No, it's okay. Like, you know, because it's all fan based. No one's doing this for profit. You know, this is all just the fans just keep doing what's going. And there's been other attempts like that, you know, for Warhammer and a few other games like that where they just kind of keep it alive through, you know, their smaller community than what it used to be, but it's still a community nonetheless.
Yeah, I know Conquest really jumped on that boat fast and hard. Had a player committee kicking out new, what do they call them? Battle packs, war packs, something. I forget. It gets a little confusing since FFG decides to change the name of the packs for every game. But I know they've been confusing. Fast.
Yeah. But you're along the right path of it. But yeah. You know, and part of it, our attempt was inspired by that as well. And I would hope somebody would keep Netrunner alive, because Netrunner is a really fun game to play, especially non-competitively, in my opinion, anyway.
Oh, yeah. No, so it's a great kind of side or extra game. That's mainly what it's been for me, but offers a lot of fun opportunity for that.
Yeah, so the story's so rich.
I know. So you played a decent bit of Netrunner. I mean, I know you dabbled in a bunch of games. You played Throne some as well. You know, do you just keep dabbling in a little bit of everything, or what all are you playing these days?
I've always been a dabbler, right? It's until one like holds that really catches my attention and it hits the right community. But you know, so like I've played Thrones. I still have my Thrones collection, though I haven't got a chance to do any tournaments lately. Likewise for L5R, you know, which I even got a chance to play test for.
Oh, nice.
So I plan on continuing with that as best I can, but unfortunately life keeps getting in the way, so not as much as I would like to.
Oh, no. Well, you know, since we are a Throne show, of course, I'm gonna turn you back that direction a little bit. You haven't been playing much lately.
Sure.
And I am a little curious as someone that, now, I may have the time frame a little off here, so do correct me if I'm wrong, but if I remember correctly, you moved over to first edition of Thrones after Cthulhu ended. Did you wind up playing into early second edition as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, I was really actually looking forward to second edition when it first came out, despite dropping all that money on first edition. But yeah. I got burned a little bit by that, but that's okay. But a lot of the design goals that they had for second edition really, you know, piqued my interest. And it started out okay. I feel like it's an interesting place right now. I'm actually curious to see how you guys feel about it, because I've been a little bit out of touch. I feel like, you know, these days it's kind of almost back to the way second edition was, but with a better rule set.
I mean, I think the better rule set is kind of one. I like the pool is really starting to feel like there's some room to breathe for most of the houses now, and they're definitely still dropping new cards on us that continue to wow and impress. So I don't know that we've hit a dry well on the design front or anything. Plus, Shadows is coming back, which is no secret, my favorite mechanic games ever had. So I think the future is looking pretty bright there. So I think it'll be good. I am.
I think you guys are gonna have plenty of time to enjoy that game, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, I was a little curious, from your point of view as someone whose kind of main game did end. You know, what all did you look for in your search to find another one to jump on after that? What kind of criteria did you wind up really trying to compare it and contrast it with the game you just lost, so to speak. Did you just jump into the next one with a big community, or, you know, what kind of factors weighed in for you?
Well, that's just it. It took me a long time, and to be honest, I still haven't found, in my opinion, my new home. Because there's, I mean, I like games with low luck factor, high skill rewarding, but I also like the good community and a theme that I could really get behind, you know, that I can dedicate myself to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find that these days. You know, it's like it never quite feels right, never quite feels the same.
Right.
So, you know, you keep, yeah, you do compare it to the old feelings from the previous game. It just never quite scratches that same itch. You know, never quite figure out the game. Just like the way I did with Cthulhu, which is, you know, unfortunate. But I mean, like, that doesn't make any of these other games bad or inferior. I'm not saying that at all. But it's just different. It's just different.
Oh yeah. It always will be, I'm sure. But I am curious for you personally about Thrones. What were a few of the highlight factors, at least from your consideration of it? What sort of things, if you were mentioning it to other people about, you know, hey, if you're looking into trying it out, these are some highlights. What would you say?
Well, first and foremost, you guys have an awesome community. You know, I've known that for a long time. Sitting across the same room, most of the time you can tell, you know, that there was a lot of groups built up, sometimes little cliques, but otherwise pretty open and passionate. Is definitely a word I would describe. And that's something I've definitely looked for. But otherwise, for the game itself, especially second edition, you know, it has, you know, a strong focus on your bigger characters, really solid mechanics to the point where, like, a lot of them are carried over from first edition, so they're well polished for the most part. Obviously, no one's perfect,
sure.
But I think it's definitely a better approach than the previous editions. Even talking back to the collectible card game. So it's like on their third iteration.
they've ground off a lot of rough.
You know, yeah, they figure out a lot of things. Some mistakes, you know, you still see being made, but that's because they're doing it deliberately as opposed to, you know, trying something new and hoping it works.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and then, you know, with the expanded faction base, you know, tons of flavor, amazing art. It's always been good. And, you know, it, in the way FFG runs things, you know, usually you have a pretty dynamic meta game, for the most part. You know, so, and with now a deep enough card pool, you know, you're going to be able to really, you know, flex your deck building muscle. That's pretty attractive as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that all sounds good. You've resold me. Way to be. Now, if only I can, resell you. If you still haven't, you know, landed on a permanent home, I'd still say Thrones would love to have you. Shadows gives a whole lot of fun strategic options.
Yeah, it's definitely on the considered list. Likewise for L5R. You know, both our games are pretty, you know, high skill intensive, low luck. I feel like L5R's got a slight edge in that area, but I mean, what scares me now is, frankly, FFG's ability to hold on to a game. that's the big thing now, with all of their games being, their licenses being pulled for one reason or another, or they're just deciding to end it because of declining player bases, or who, you know, whatever. Like, Star Wars just ended not too long ago, too, didn't it?
Yeah, the LCG.
So, like, what even happened there?
Yeah.
That
had a...
I didn't feel like they were suffering, but like I knew that it wasn't nearly as popular, but still. Was it competing too much with Destiny? I mean, I'd have to look into it, but...
I bet that was a fact.
Surprised.
Yeah.
But, you know, so like, I mean, is it Asmodee trying to muscle in? It's like, hey, this isn't showing growth anymore, so therefore cut it for something that will? Or is it just the failure of the LCG model? Which it quite very well be, in my opinion. cost of entry just gets a little bit too high after a few years. And the rotation they have suggested is, in my opinion, not nearly enough.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's the sort of thing folks go, you know, back and forth on a lot. I know casual people that get in close to the ground floor like the long rotation time because they can drop out of the game for 6 months and come back and still have playable stuff. But like you said, on the other end of the scale, a few years in, you can't pull in new people as effectively because all of those old cards are still there. And it costs a lot to buy that up. I'm hoping that the new, I don't know if you saw that FFG is going to be doing some starter decks, single faction decks. I believe they're due out at the end of July, if I remember correctly. So I'm hoping maybe that gives a lower, firmer entry point for folks.
If it's one thing that Magic the Gathering has taught the industry is that you can't have enough points of entry.
Yeah.
You know, the more you have just seems the more stable, or at least the ability to bring in new players. And even help retention. You know, just having multiple ways to play seems to be the way to go. But FFG's organized play, I don't think you can support it. You know, multiple points of entry, because they only have, you know, one format that they support, and that's it. I think that's hurting them.
Yeah, yeah. And they've even, you know, kind of dialed back their Melee for Thrones has not been an official supported format at the same kind of level. I mean, they're still running a few tournaments, but they've been very clear in making certain that it is not being supported at the same level.
Oh, to be fair, they were never going to get that right. I think their back levels against the wall with trying to force players to play fairly in Melee. Like, that's just, it's like, it's not what the format's designed to do, and there's no way to support it. So you can't enforce the rules, your made-up rules, to you know, to have a truly competitive Melee. Now, if they would have switched to teams, I bet they could have salvaged something, but clearly, that's not in the card.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. And they tried to launch draft as well. And I think at this point, since we've seen nothing further pushed, announced, mentioned at all on that front, I think that's been dropped. We'll see what happens with their new rookery format. I still think they're making motions toward just replacing Joust with rookery and then continuing to just really officially only have one supported format. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it might be the best way to go. Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be interesting because whatever Game of Thrones does, it's going to determine the future of the LCG model, and I hope it works. Just for that reason alone.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you're right. At this point, there's a lot riding on Game of Thrones right now. Lord of the Rings is still running, but of course, being a co-op game.
Yeah, non-competitive games are fine.
Yeah.
Both Lord of the Rings, Arkham Horror, they're fine. They're doing great. They'll never run out of steam. This is, you know, the LCG model is perfect for non-competitive.
Oh, games. Yeah.
But for competitive players, I think this, you know, one big box, then six pack cycle thing they've got going on is just, I think they need to pivot to something else. You know, maybe just like a big box every 3-4 months or something like that, to the point where, you know, you can keep a tighter net on it as opposed to, you know, $15 a month plus, you know.
Just, yeah. Well, I mean, that's pretty darn close to what they did with Cthulhu at the end of its lifespan, right? They the last, how long? Year and a half? It was just, was it quarterly big boxes?
That was part of their problem, too, is they would constantly miss their release dates. They were trying to do quarterly every 3-4 months. That was their plan, but it took like 6 months to get the first one, and then like 8 months to get the next one, and like 2 months to get the one after that, and then it was another 5 months. Give or take. I don't know the exact dates, but like it felt staggered in weird ways as opposed to something consistent. And then before you knew it, the game ended. So I was like, oh, well. But you did see, but we did see a rise in player participation at events. If that tells you anything, towards the end of the game.
Well, so, pluses and minuses there.
I mean, we ended the game with more players than we did at the beginning of when it switched to the LCG model. So, you know, scratched my head. So, but it makes sense that they were going to cut the two of those. You know, they had so many big licenses coming in between Star Wars and Netrunner and L5R, Warhammer. You know, they only have so much, you know, designers and production facilities to be able to.
I think there's only so much bandwidth to go around. And then here, now look at us at the other end of things, where we're down to, well, two competitive and two non-competitive games standing at this point.
Well, I'm sure they're going to release.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised we haven't seen an announcement about a new card game launching at Gen Con. Very surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled something last minute or, I don't know, something this year or early next year. They got a huge gap right now. And yeah, well, I'm sure they have something in the works. The question of what.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know any good way to predict it yet. I was dead certain for a while here lately that FFG's model had pivoted to, or maybe had been all along, and we hadn't quite noticed for a while that their model was to keep dropping a new game every year and phasing out an old one. But now I'm starting to wonder, because we've seen a lot drop very quickly and no announcement of a new one yet. So maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's tough because some of it's, you know, because the license was getting pulled. Now, whether that's because not only like Games Workshop and Warhammer, it seemed like it was more Games Workshop. Where Netrunner, it kind of feels like it kind of go either way, or perhaps it was mutual. I mean, Hasbro did have a very poor quarter with Wizards of the Coast products. I think they were down like somewhat 20% this past quarter, which is a huge number. So maybe they're just, you know, like, hey, we need to get more out of this license we have with you. And Hasbro is going, no, we're not going to, we can't afford that. Or maybe we're not willing to pay that much. Who knows? You know, behind those closed doors. But, you know, but either way, it's, you know, you feel like the rug's pulled out from under you, or the rug's been pulled out from under you, excuse me.
There's no way around that.
But, you know, I was just reading up on one of the articles. It sounds like they're at least going to try and send it off with a bang. So,
yeah.
At least they're doing that.
I'm a little jealous of that Magnum Opus event. It really looks like it's going to be something.
Yeah, which is a shame, because that's marking the end instead of something brand new, which would have been far preferred.
Yeah, yeah. If they had that kind of like big weekend, with all those special activities for each of their competitive games. Heck, I mean, honestly, you could do it with the non-competitive card games as well. Easily do a Lord of the Rings and Arkham weekend of a similar nature. Like, I think the communities, plural, could really get behind that kind of thing.
Definitely. You know, they kind of see a little bit, you know, with Arkham Knights and this, and, you know, people are willing to travel for crazy events if it looks like a lot of fun. And, you know, like, if you build it, they will come. I really feel that's true, especially when players are starving for a game right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, like, what do you have out there in the industry right now that's not a fleeting card game besides the big three? You know, you feel almost like there's nothing. Except, you know, what, Hands of Fate? No, not Hands of Fate.
Ooh. Oh, what's that? I'm not sure.
My memory's failing me.
Normally I try to help, but I don't know. That nothing's ringing a bell close to that name right now.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's But the point remains is that, you know, there's maybe a handful of games out there. Most of them are based off of some TV show like Dragon Ball or something like that, to the point where those don't last more than a few years typically. Mm-hmm. So for a card person playing a card game who really wants to get into something that's long lasting, you know, your choices are limited. And that's, I feel that there's definitely room for more at the top, I feel like. And I hope some company decides to break through and figure that out. And that's the game I want to get in on. Even if I have to design it myself, one way or another.
Hey, man, get on it. I think people would be very interested in a game with the kind of name cachet. Designed by, what'd you say, 5-time world champion, 4-time national champion? Tom Cape.
Oh, I'm not sure if I care that much way anymore, but I appreciate that. Force of Will, that's the name of the game I was trying to think of. That's been around for a little while. Ah, terrible. Sorry about that. Derailing you.
No problem. Well, it's been good chatting with you, Tom, but I fear this segment may have to reach the end of its lifespan as well, based on time constraints, if nothing else, so we don't wind up with a 3-hour episode this week. But thank you very much for joining us. And you know, you said you'd been kind of interested in it. I'd love to find a topic we could have you on for again.
No, it'd be my pleasure. Absolutely. You know, and to anybody who's, you know, feel cheated by Netrunner, just, you know, hang in there. Realize it's not the end of the world, and hopefully you'll find a new home easier than I have. So, you know, best of luck.
And these are the things we do for love.